Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day in Israel is warm and sunny, with bright skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's an excellent day to be out and about. In Haifa, the weather is mild, offering a pleasant afternoon for those by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, smoke was seen rising from the Aqaba area after Iran launched a missile towards Jordan. This was reported 2 hours ago. The IDF stated that no Iron Dome interceptors were launched and no debris from the Jordanian interception fell within Israeli territory. Also, the European Union issued an unusual warning to ships earlier this hour. Walla reports that due to threats from the Houthis, ships associated with Israel, the United States, or Saudi Arabia should avoid the Red Sea. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran fired missiles at Jordan's Aqaba this morning, causing explosions heard in Eilut. Flights were delayed as security forces searched open areas near Eilut. Separately, Israel Hayom reports just 22 minutes ago that Jordan is considering punishing Iran. Discussions in Amman suggest the possible expulsion of Iranian diplomats in response to attacks on the kingdom. And finally, JNS reports from an hour ago that Iran has warned Bulgaria against hosting U.S. warplanes. Tehran claims that allowing American aircraft on Bulgarian soil would implicate Sofia in potential attacks. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted 17 minutes ago that Bahrain's Defense Force intercepted Iranian aerial attacks, accusing Tehran of targeting civilians systematically. Visegrad 24, a news outlet, shared an interview 18 minutes ago with Spanish MEP Jorge Buxadeh. He expressed concerns about replacement migration in Spain, calling it a reality, not just a theory. Al Arabiya English reported 18 minutes ago that Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini is confident the details surrounding the death of a Moroccan man in Bologna will be clarified, ensuring justice is served. Now for more on those stories, starting with the incident in Aqaba. The Jerusalem Post reports that after the missile launch from Iran, Jordan's defense systems responded. This strike follows a pattern of increased tensions in the region. The situation remains delicate, with potential implications for regional security. Turning to the European Union's warning, Walla highlights that the EU's advisory comes amid escalating threats from the Houthis in the Red Sea. This could significantly impact commercial shipping routes, affecting trade and economic stability in the area. Meanwhile, the Ynet report on the missiles fired at Aqaba underscores growing hostilities. The explosions heard in Eilut led to increased security measures. This development adds pressure on Jordan's foreign policy and its military readiness. In Jordan, as the Israel Hayom story details, talks of expelling Iranian diplomats signal a potential diplomatic shift. This discussion follows Iran's aggressive actions towards Jordan, indicating rising tensions between the two nations. Lastly, JNS provides insight into Iran's warning to Bulgaria. Tehran's message reflects broader geopolitical strategies involving U.S. military presence in Europe. This could strain Bulgaria's international relations as it considers parliamentary approval for hosting U.S. forces. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Monday.com is cutting about 20% of its workforce, laying off over 600 employees worldwide. This move is part of a comprehensive organizational change. Separately, CTEC highlights that AI security startup Glow has emerged from stealth with $18 million in funding. The company, founded by former Meta, Snowflake and Clarity executives, aims to transform endpoint security with artificial intelligence. And finally, from Globes. Monday.com is adapting to AI developments by laying off 630 employees, including 350 in Tel Aviv. This reflects the company's strategic shift to integrate AI technologies more deeply. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.